I'm Jenny Witte. This is KCUR. Here is a very disturbing fact. In the last 5 years, the number of homeless students in America has increased by 58%. There are now an estimated 1.3 million homeless students in this country. As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, while it's a problem for almost every metro district, it's particularly acute in places you wouldn't suspect.
An increasing homeless problem in the Kansas City, Missouri public schools? Sad, yes. Surprising, not really.
We operate in kind of a crisis mode. We want to make sure that we can meet the needs immediately of those individuals and say, hey, you know what, I really don't have a place to stay tonight.
Melissa Douglas runs the Office of Students in Transition in Kansas City. They call it that, she says, because Douglas and her three caseworkers are pretty sure they can transition kids, no matter their circumstances, to high school graduation. But the job has gotten harder in the last 5 years. In 2008, state records show, there were about 900 homeless students in the Kansas City district. Last year, there were about 1,300.
What accounts for the explosion in the number of homeless students we've seen over the last 5 years?
Over the last 5 years, 100% what's going on in our economy.
While the economy has been bouncing back over the last couple of years, more people are working, GDP is growing, the problem of homeless students is getting worse. Educators don't know why this lag exists, but it does, and they have to deal with it. And while it's bad in urban districts, the real trouble is in rural schools, and we don't have to go far to find it. Just down I-35 to the Gardner-Edgerton School District in South Johnson County, which is quickly becoming more suburban, but still serves a large rural population. In 2008, Gardner-Edgerton reported just 32 homeless students to the state. Since then, that number has gotten as high as 123 and usually hovers around 90. Dr. Judy Martin is director of special services. And while homelessness grows, she says, her staff doesn't.
Our current staff have absorbed the population that continues to come through our doors.
So the homeless population has gone up three or four fold, yet there's not additional staff to help provide those services?
That's correct.
It's not just Gardner. Most rural and suburban districts have seen a big spike in homelessness. Since 08, Olathe is up 151%. Fort Osage, up 274%. And while Kearney only reports 15 homeless students, 5 years ago, it had just three. What makes it so much harder in these places, says Martin, is there's just not that many services. No health clinics, little if any bus service, no shelters.
A lot of them, if they have a car, they will sleep in the back seat of their car. You know, during the summer months or when the weather is nicer, they will sleep in parks, on park benches.
So rural districts need lots of help. And in Gardner-Edgerton, that has mostly fallen to churches.
Two boxes of these per family and one bag of that per family.
Once a month, a big truck from Harvesters, the food bank in Kansas City, comes to the Gardner Church of the Nazarene, where Melvin Essex volunteers to help distribute food to about 250 families.
Fresh food that's getting to the place that there is maybe a little spoiled in it, and the stores can't sell it, but there's still a lot of good food there.
And most families, like Alex, who didn't give his last name, have kids.
We got seven kids, and so it's about a week and a half. And we make it last a lot longer sometimes, depending on, you know, how much we get. God provides for us, so we, you know, we're grateful.
Well, it kind of dropped on us like a ton of bricks would be probably the best way to say that.
Dan Newberg is pastor at the church. The fact is, nobody saw this increase in homeless students coming. 4 years ago, Newberg says, his church started filling backpacks with food so about 60 students at one school could have something to eat on the weekends. Now, with the help of Harvesters, they fill backpacks for 270 students in five elementary schools. And Newberg says, there's still plenty of hungry kids.
It's not a question of will it become greater. I think the need is already there.
Statewide in Kansas and Missouri, student homelessness has about doubled in the last 5 years. And as districts struggle with uncertain budgets, they don't expect this problem to get any better. This level of homelessness, some educators fear, may just be the new normal. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.